You join me here on RNIB Connect Radio at the RNIB Inclusive Design for Sustainability Conference here at the Science Centre in Glasgow. And I've got two of the people from Odin, which is a fantastic new sort of wayfinding application, I think. I've got Chris Brown and Matthew Longstaff. Chris, could you just give me a bit of background to Odin, first of all?
So, yeah, Odin essentially came as an idea from Bank Station on the London Underground. For anyone who's ever travelled in Bank before its refit, the station platforms were very tight, and sometimes when leaving from a lower line, you went actually onto another platform. I had family members who were working on the refit of the station, and they basically said about how priority in safeguarding for visually impaired and the deaf were key priorities. And we came up with an idea of, we could make a proxy system so that if somebody was coming to the side of the platform, it would give an audible warning. But from that, we decided if we can basically work out where they are in relation to the platform edge, why can't we work out their location in regards to anywhere? And through that, it kind of evolved into the guidance system that we now have.
And Matthew, how does this sort of guidance system work? Because I believe it can pinpoint somebody within 40 centimetres.
That's correct. Correct. Yeah, we utilise lighthouses and ships where we set lighthouses up around a location, and then a user holds a small device called a ship, which we eventually want to replace with technology that will be inbuilt into someone's phone. That's down the road. And then with that, we can pinpoint the location within 40 centimetres, and then we build on top of that with other pieces of software and then navigate them around the space.
I believe you recently had a demo site. Could you tell me what sort of feedback you had from blind and partially sighted people?
Yeah, so we were working with Forth Valley Sensory Centre in Falkirk. We basically put it in what they call the Tech Hub, which was a large hall, and we guided people around there just as a sort of demonstration of, if you can imagine this being scaled up, this would be, instead of guiding you to shops or to seating areas, it would be guiding you to whatever shop that you wish to visit. The feedback that we got was, this is actually something really useful. This is something that we would love to have, because currently there isn't a solution for that. With the impression that people came back to us of, is it accurate enough that it could guide me to a seat in a theatre? Which the answer is yes, because of that 40 centimetre sort of accuracy rating. So yeah, we got really strong positive feedback from the people there, who, while pointing out a couple of faults, but that's natural, it's a new system, have basically helped us improve it tenfold.
And Matthew, I mean, it could be used in a gallery or museum situation where people would be able to navigate around and get to a work of art and then have the trigger of the audio description, couldn't it?
Yeah, we're going to do that. The idea is, we're going in mostly trying to help visually impaired people navigate spaces, but to kind of build upon that model and kind of give other incentives to install this type of system to help the visually impaired, we've came up with other scenarios in which it might be helpful. Now, the museum example is an interesting one, because we can have areas of space that trigger audio. Now, this might be audio triggers like, you know, you're getting too close to a railway track in the case of helping the visually impaired, but it could also be like, in front of you is this painting and a nice description of what it looks like and such. There's various applications.
And if people want to find out more about Odin, is there a website where people can go and find out and maybe find out a little bit more about the next development?
So they can email us at info@projectodin.co.uk, or they can go onto our website, which is odinguidance.co.uk.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Chris and Matthew, for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks very much.